Test 76, Section 2, Question 11. Here we have a Resolve, and what we have is going on at a hardware store. Is usually they sell the same number of the two brands of hammers, Maxlast and Styron, but last week, all of the Maxlast were on sale, placed in a display case just inside the store entrance, while Styron retained their usual price and location. Surprisingly, Styron hammers slightly outsold the Maxlast. So basically, we did a bunch of stuff that should theoretically help. Put them on sale, put them close to the front in a display case, but the Styron stayed in the same place. So we want to know, why did staying in the same place help, or why did the Styron outsell staying in the same place and being at the same price? So A, the first several seconds after shoppers enter a store, they do not take detailed notice of the store's merchandise. And this would resolve it, because if we know that it was just inside the store entrance, people might not have even noticed those hammers. And so that might explain why the Maxlast didn't do so well. Most of the store's customers are attracted by quality and service rather than low price. The problem is that doesn't explain why hammers that normally sell about equally, one of them is selling better. So it doesn't really explain why you would have a change when one was lower. Customers who bought the Maxlast commonly mention the sale as their reason. Well, that's great, but it doesn't explain why there were more of the Styron. The hardware store circulated flyers that publicized the sale price. Again, that would make it even weirder that we didn't sell more of those. And in general, a single item that's on sale will not motivate shoppers to make a special trip, but that still doesn't explain why did Styron sell better than the Maxlast, even though they were on sale. And so really A is the only one that does it, because it's saying, well, people might not have even noticed the Maxlast hammers there. And so A is our best answer.